comment from you?
Where are you?
Lakeshore Public Radio.
Where's that from?
Maryville, Indiana.
Oh, you got it! Lowell. Yes!
I grew up in Lowell.
That's great. That's where our tower is.
Okay.
We're licensed in Lowell. What's your first and last name?
Alicia Daitner.
What's your reaction from his farewell address?
Being here was the honor of a lifetime. I was in Grant Park in 2008 when he was elected to his first term. So being in this room tonight just felt like an incredible bookend to a presidency that I deeply respect.
And how old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 30 years old.
So you were pretty young when you went in 2008.
I had recently graduated from Purdue University. I had moved to the city and was here about 2 months before election night. So now I've lived here 8 years.
Is there any part that resonated with you more than any other part?
I think growing up and spending several of my formative years with Barack Obama as our president was just taught me a lot about what's possible, taught me a lot about the things that I think our country is capable of and what is great and what is good. And I think so many of the things that he said tonight underscored that and the belief that each of us plays a role in it.
Positive energy ran high after President Obama's farewell address at McCormick Place on Tuesday. The crowd didn't want to say goodbye to his presidency, demonstrating that at the start of his speech by chanting, "Four more years." They didn't even want his hour-long speech to end. As the president introduced what he said was going to be his final point, there was a collective groan in the audience.
Rivals like Russia or China cannot match our influence around the world unless we give up what we stand for and turn ourselves into just another big country that bullies smaller neighbors. Which brings me to my final point. Our democracy is threatened whenever we take it for granted.
Chicago resident Sarah Lavery, who attended the event with Daitner, said she was left with a feeling of positivity she hadn't felt in a while, but she still needed time to process.
The thing is, I was in shock most of the speech being here. The buzz is palpable and the positivity is palpable, which is something I haven't felt in a long time. So to be completely honest with you, I'm going to have to rewatch the speech. But for context, for anybody who wasn't here, it felt safe, it felt warm, and it felt like he was giving a third election speech, acceptance speech, because he was talking about how we move forward. And for the past, 2 months, I haven't really known how to move forward. And to hear someone I trust give active directions was extremely, extremely calming.
National spokesperson of the Rainbow Push Coalition, Jonathan Jackson, says he heard the president saying that people have to take it upon themselves to remain vigilant and staying engaged in the political process.
A charge was put forward for people to continue to stay vigilant, to get involved. I think that the president has the opportunity and the privilege of seeing what's next in the transition and things that most people would not know about, and the host of cabinet members that are going to be replacing his current administration. And I think he was sending out a warning signal that all hands are going to have to be on deck because there's going to be a dramatic shift in priorities.
Chicago resident Isaac Houndstein says being at President Obama's farewell address was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and he thinks people have got what they have come to expect from our 44th president.
It's kind of the end of an era. I hadn't seen any of his speeches in person before, so this just seemed like something that I couldn't turn down at all. I think, just having the first black president is one of the most significant things to me, just all the subtle things that I suspect he's faced over, his 8 years, and sort of seeing it kind of capped off in the same poise and class that kind of we've come to expect from him was, it feels good, especially given where we're at as a country right now.
Kay Hagan came to Chicago all the way from Washington, D.C. to hear President Obama speak this last time as president.
I think that this president had class and dignity and grace and intelligence to the very last moment.
Is there any part of the speech that resonated with you more than any other?
If you're tired of arguing with people, with strangers online, go out and argue with one in person. see what can happen. Reconnect. Right?
And why was it important for you to be here today?
It's history.
For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.